听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 3. Putrid. Abhor. Return. Barter. Banish. Belittle. Decency. Clone. Embryo. Ethical.Controversy, spur, perverse, unscrupulous, hotly, infertile, conjure, futuristic, unsettle, implant, womb, sibling.Bizarre. Scenario. Thorny. Proceeding. Oversight. Scuttle. Diverge. Magpie. Mainstream. Magnetism. Safari.Saga, saffron, deify, ooze, simulate, qualm, momentum, remit, reimburse, imbue, fervor.Hamlet, harp, repel, fugitive, fervent, ardent, bicker, clemency, leniency.
Passage 1.I, by comparison, living in my overpriced city apartment, walking to work past putrid sacks of street garbage, paying usurious taxes to local and state governments I generally abhor, I am rated middle class. This causes me to wonder, do the measurements make sense? Are we measuring only that which is easily measured, the numbers on the money chart, and ignoring the values more central to good life? For my sons there is, of course, the rural county of fresh-grown vegetables,line-caught fish, and the shared riches of neighbors and orchards and gardens. There is the unpaid babysitter for whose children my daughter-in-law babysits in return, and neighbors who barter their skills and labor. But more than that, how do you measure serenity, sense of self? I don't want to idealize life in small places. There are times when the outside world intrudes brutally, as when the cost of gasoline goes up or developers cast their eyes on untouched farmland. There are cruelties.There is intolerance. There are all the many vices and meanness in small places that exist in large cities. Furthermore, it is harder to ignore them when they cannot be banished psychologically to another part of town or excused as the whims of alien groups, when they have to be acknowledged as part of us. Nor do I want to belittle the opportunity for small decencies in cities, the eruptions of one stranger to another caring, and that always surprise and delight.But these are, sadly, more exceptions than rules and are often overwhelmed by the awful corruptions, dangers that surround us. Passage 2. Scientists have made a breakthrough to clone a human being. That's how at least one television news anchor put it last week. And while his description was off the mark, the real news was almost as fantastic. Researchers at George Washington University Medical Center in Washington, D.C., split single human embryos into identical copies, a technology that opens a Pandora's box of ethical questions and has sparked a storm of controversy around the world. Claiming they began the experiment to spur debate, the researchers got more than they bargained for. The Vatican condemned the technology as perverse. One German magazine called the research unscrupulous. An ethicist in this country disagreed hotly over whether or not the technology should be offered to infertile couples.The news also left many people wondering what precisely the technology is all about. The headlines conjured up futuristic images of armies of clones or human beings reconstructed from a few cells, a sort of Jurassic Park for humans. But what researchers Robert Stillman and Jerry Hall actually did was to extend a technique that has been used in livestock for more than a decade. The physicians, who specialize in helping infertile couples conceive, used in vitro fertilization to create 17 human embryos in a laboratory dish. When the embryos had grown enough to contain 2 to 8 cells, the researchers separated them into 48 individual cells. 2 of the separated cells survived for a few days in the lab, developing into new human embryos smaller than the head of a pin and consisting of 32 cells each. Though no great technical feat, the procedure opens a range of unsettling possibilities. For example, parents could have one embryo implanted in the mother's womb and store its identical siblings indefinitely. The spare embryos could be implanted later, allowing parents to create an entire family of identical children of different ages. Spare embryos could also be sold to other families, who would be able to see from an already born child how their embryo would turn out. Even more bizarre, a woman conceived from a split embryo could give birth to her own twin. Issues to come. Such scenarios raise thorny questions about the rights of parents and the meaning of individuality. Some ethicists maintain that their parents have the right to do with the embryos what they will, including having twins born very apart. But others fear that the procedure unacceptably alters what it is to be a human being, especially when the younger twins are forced to see versions of themselves. Does looking at yourself violate some profound sense of self and individuality? Asked Dr. Mary Matthews, director of the infertility program at the University of California at San Francisco. Amid the controversy, one thing seems certain. The experiments will continue. While cloning is forbidden, in Germany, among other countries, fertility researchers proceeding in the United States largely without federal funding or regulation. The researchers must obtain approval only from their hospital or clinic's board. Without federal oversight, the highly competitive fertility business may soon use the new technology to attract clients. As Hall told the scientific journal Science last week, it was just a matter of time.